Heart and Body Extract.
America tonight. I'll tell you what, you can feel the frustration across this country, really from coast to coast without a doubt. A lot of conversation going on about what's going to happen this presidential election. I get excited because I think more people are going to go out and vote. So here we are at the crossroads of all of this, and we mix it up in one big bag, and what are we shaking out? What is so fantastically different? Why don't you hear a little bit of this at the top? I so rudely interrupted the crowd. My fault. But let's let the crowd speak for a second, and let's see if you can make out what they're saying. Jobs. We say it all the time. We keep hearing about everything turning around, but when it's grouped under everything in the country seems to be turning around, what is really turning around? So there's jobs in North Dakota. There's jobs in a couple of different sectors that are coming back, which I'm not raining on that parade. The more jobs that are available, the better. But yet you have people that are underemployed. You have people who are not thriving. They're trying desperately to survive. And they're struggling. Main Street is absolutely struggling. I don't think that this is... for so many people out there on Main Street that it's not some mythical, magical thing that people are making up. Just start to talk to your neighbors and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And I think the fear of being overtaxed is just too much for all of us to bear. Oh, the conversation about taxes and the tax-mageddon. Taxmageddon is a brilliant word because it feels like Taxmageddon is going to smash right into us. We might never be hit by an asteroid. We might not ever meet an alien, but we're going to get smacked up in some time in our life, probably in the very near future, by taxes, taxes, and more taxes. So, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, on Thursday, when this conversation was continuing to roll about raising revenue as part of a plan to cut the deficit, and that there were going to be these tax hikes on millionaires, Boehner saying, listen, how many jobs do you want to be out there left without being in complete ruins? And first, let me let you hear what John Boehner had to say. And then I'm going to let you hear the different version from the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. But first, here's John Boehner.
At a time when we're trying to get help small businesses create jobs, this proposal would kill jobs. I believe that raising taxes at this point in our recovery is a big mistake. And even under Ms. Pelosi's argument, half of those who would get this higher tax are small business people.
And therein is the rub. Small business people can't afford to have the higher taxes. How are they going to expand? How are they going to hire? That's obvious, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi takes a different tact. Here's what she talks about with the debt limit.
By threatening to hold the full faith and credit of the United States of America hostage, Republicans are risking another deep recession. Don't take it from me. Professors at the Wharton School of Business and many other array of economists have spoken out on this.
All right, speaking out in a sign of something moving forward, a bipartisan group of 47 senators and House members are working with a fiscal commission, that includes Alan Simpson, the former Republican senator and Democratic White House chief, ex-White House chief, Erskine Bowles, on a way to solve the problem. The commission's recommendations are to shrink the deficits through tax hikes and spending cuts weren't adopted, but they're still out there, and there are many in Congress who favor this kind of approach to getting the deficit down. They call it the grand bargain, taxes, deficit, and debt reduction. But that's not likely to happen until after the election. And maybe there's just some groundwork out there that they're doing, trying to lay down the bottom layer, the foundation, and move from there. Mitt Romney said at a fundraiser, supposedly, that he's going to seek to limit tax deductions for mortgages as a revenue measure and reduce tax credits as part of a plan to slash the tax rates by 20%. But once that rumor started to float around, his aide said, nah, he was throwing out ideas, not saying this was policy. You know, the problem is, it's like our heads are caught in a vice. We already know this. Because the deficit is too crazy. It is. It's out of control. So what do? Unless you really swing and cut down the government, cut out all the overlap, cut out unnecessary departments, really audit the government and shrink it down. And if you do that, I guarantee you're going to shake some money out of that tree. But the problem is you're never going to get Democrats to completely agree to that without getting some taxes in return. So there are going to be tax cuts. I think what Romney's saying is not going to make anyone happy, but I think that's what's going to happen. I think that the deductions for the mortgages, I can see that closing up, and some of the credits I can see closing up too as well. Remember, at this point in June, the House, in looking at this, they're going to vote to extend the current tax rates into next year. So that would be this whole tax code. That's what the uncertainty is. It would make it solid for businesses who are afraid to hire people because they're worried about their tax bills going up. So it doesn't do any good to give someone a job when you think you're going to have to turn around and take it away from them. And I've heard that from a lot of people lately, a lot of small business owners who say that pretty much now what you're seeing is subbing out, contracting, all of that because of the fear of having someone on your budget that you're going to have to turn around in 6-7 months and say, geez, I can't afford this. And you're going to have to let them go. I mean, nobody's purposely wants to do that, hire someone great, really like what they're doing for you, and then try to finagle and figure out a way that they can work for you, but you can't do it because of the taxes that are just crippling to you, because you're just not making enough with the things that you have to push out there to make the business come in. And all of you, so many of you, have small businesses, so you know what I'm talking about. All right, meet me on the flip side. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE. If you'd like. But also, coming up, we got some odds and ends. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight. So in case you were underground for a day or two, you know what the vibe is out there. Odds and ends refers to a mix of things that we don't really know what the end will be, or we think it's odd what's happened. The saga of John Edwards has almost, well, really has come to an end. I love the way he fawned all over the jury because they were so good. Of course they were. Why? Because it's a mistrial. And he's acquitted on one charge and the other's mistrial. They can't come to any kind of a conclusive decision on it. And it's not going to be retried. It's not going to happen. They're not going to spend the money on this. And then he makes the bold statement, I'm responsible for my sins. Whatever. I'm tired of John Edwards. But I thought when you see a weasel like him, he deserved to be a little bit roasted. And he didn't. He didn't get roasted. He was embarrassed, perhaps, a little bit when this whole thing was happening. But other than that, no. And he moves on. And that's it. No more politics. But he doesn't have to wear an orange jumpsuit. And especially when it comes to a federal crime, campaign finance fraud, would have definitely netted him had he been convicted some time for sure in a federal prison somewhere, and there wouldn't be any time off you're hitting the rocks, so to speak, for a while when you're convicted. And he's not. So that's it for Edwards. It's an odd ending in a way, but it was inevitable as the jury took a long time. If it had been a quick turnaround, they would have nailed him. They would have decided they had enough and that would have been it. But because the days dragged on, he had to feel pretty confident that this was going to be how this ended, and it did. Syria, we don't know the ending in Syria. The defense secretary, Leon Panetta, is getting a little bit itchy. I think he wants to do something. He's saying that while military action isn't likely in Syria, it's only not likely because there isn't the full support of the UN Security Council, and that if the U.S. does use troops and they're deployed, we have to have support from the international community. So we keep coming back to the same old question. It's like playing the same old song over and over again. Should we jump into the middle of this? Should we get involved? The answer is we can't. We can't get involved. We're talking about, for goodness sake, what's happening monetarily in this country. We've already invested in Iraq and Afghanistan. We can't do it. We can't do it. And the cutting of the budget at the Pentagon anyway, this defense secretary has to realize that this is going nowhere. There's no way that we can jump into the middle of the Syrian crisis. If we're talking about arming rebels, well, we don't even know what these rebels are really like. It makes me a little bit nervous when I hear things about the Muslim Brotherhood. It's never super positive, and there's a lot of, let's say, lack of transparency. So what is ultimately the agenda? Look what's happening in Egypt. Look what's happening in Libya. Even Tunisia is not settled at this point, but Syria, under the guise of Bashar Assad, is spinning out of control. Here's the best example. If you're sitting there listening to what I'm saying, oh, don't tell me about Syria. I want to hear about the jobs of the U.S. and how somebody's going to beat Obama named Romney. Well, here's the thing with Syria, and because I fear that there's a chance that we could get involved, why is it important? Why talk about it? And that's the reason why. You may have a son, a friend, a nephew, a niece that somehow gets sucked into this, and there's a very good chance. There's been a lot of pressure here to do something. And that pressure is not going away. And so it wouldn't be shocking to see that we jump into the Syrian stuff, but it would be very disappointing because I don't think any of us would like the outcome, really. I don't think that this would be the right move for the U.S., but we shoulder the burden. As much as we can be attacked, the United States can be attacked, we shoulder the burden of what being the policeman for the world. That's it. I mean, that's the answer. If you need help, you're looking to the U.S. and hoping that they look in your direction and help you. But I don't see it. I don't see how we jump into the middle of this at all. The voter registration laws are pretty interesting across the country. You know, dead men can't talk, but apparently some of them can vote. And voter ID cards have enraged so many, saying this is completely discrimination, and it's obvious why there are states that are talking about it. A federal judge says some of Florida's new limits on voter registration drives are likely unconstitutional. Who was the judge? It's Robert Hinkle. Thursday, he temporarily blocked implementation of it until a trial can be held. One of the provisions requires groups or individuals signing up voters to submit their registration forms to the election officials within 48 hours of collecting them. And some say the burdensome way to have to do this with the registration forms is just a killer in trying to get them back and just can't happen. With record keeping and whatnot, it would be out of control. They wouldn't be able to do it. So there are new election laws that are being challenged in another case, and I think that that's going to be a part of this whole thing. And that is a tough, that's a tough requirement, 48 hours, and getting all the record keeping up. But the ID card, boy, that could change a whole lot of things if that were to go through. All right, let's go to Izzy, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kay?
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. no, 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 hysteria.
I like that. No, 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 hysteria. That's good.
No way. No how. We are already spread, and it would be stupid, dumb, and dumber to go into Syria.
It's I agree.
Simple. And by the way, when you turned on, or when you play that clip of Pelosi,
mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to bash my radio. That's just like claws on a chalkboard listening to that woman. Honest to God, I heard her voice, and I just thought, oh, hell no. I'm already in a bad mood.
I love that woman.
She's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, real quick, because I know time is drawing nigh, voter registration people, get out there and please help check all the illegal voter registration. We're already starting, in at least in my state, and everybody in the state needs to get a group together in your different communities and check fraudulent voter registration. It's not that difficult to do. It just is not that difficult. You go to your county voter registration office, and you can all go together and pay for it because it costs money to buy a printout. I think the last one I bought was $50.
Yeah.
And which is not a lot of money for what I got. Oh, my God, the names in that thing. But, and then you go through that list, and you can, for dead people anyway, and you can correlate it with, it takes a while. That's why you need a group. And correlate it with Social Security Index.
Yeah.
I found 5 in just one small community that had not been removed,
oh.
2 of which had been used to vote, but they were dead. And they were still on voter registration because they hadn't gotten them off at the county office. So I went tearing up there. Anyway, to make a long story short, please, people, think about forming groups to help, because I heard you mention a few nights ago, 53,000 in Florida, that's a drop in the bucket.
I agree.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Izzy. Made some great points. But she's saying if you get people together to do it, then it's not as big of a deal. It's not as tough to do it. But trust me, you want as clean of an election as you can get. And this situation of letting dead people vote, people who've ripped off other people's Social Security numbers, that's just not right. Not right.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Everything does ultimately go back to numbers, doesn't it, after all? And today I found some interesting stories that tell the tale based on numbers. Here we look at the stock market. I say it is legalized gambling. You're standing at the craps table, but you need a little bit of the craps to... that sounds funny. You need a little bit of the roll of the dice. I'll rephrase that. I reserve the right to take some things back occasionally. You need to be able to do that a little bit to give yourself a shot at pumping up money in some categories, the little bit that you might have, or maybe you have a lot, I don't know. But it can't be all in one direction. There is a reason for diversification as kind of a protection for you. So you gotta roll the dice. How about these stocks? They're saying these stocks are some of the worst since 2010, and I'm laughing my head off at Facebook. Facebook 2960, and this is an IPO that just happened a couple of weeks ago. where they thought that it would go, they, meaning some people, in looking at it, thought maybe Facebook ends up somewhere at 38, 40 and kind of hangs there a little bit. But, oh, no, it has been pretty ugly. At one point on Thursday, dipped below $27. $27. And here's the thing. The Dow down 26.41 points and tagged on a couple of different things. The S&P, 2.99 points. So here's the key thing. Forget all the gobbledygook I just said. For the month, the Dow and the S&P 500 dropped more than 6%. The NASDAQ plunged almost 7%. So the Dow and the NASDAQ posted their worst monthly declines since May of 2010. The S&P posted its biggest one-month drop since last September. Lots of volatility, lots of it. And, you know, on the economic frontier, the jobless claims gained for the fourth straight week. This is stuff from the Labor Department. The U.S. economy grew at a slower pace than expected in the first quarter. That's from the Commerce Department. And according to the Chicago ISM, business in the Midwest slipped in May. I'll throw one more thing in. Private sector gigs, jobs, came in at 133,000 from April to May. Where do you get that? From the ADP and the macroeconomic advisors. So these are information that comes ahead of May government jobs. And they're telling us that things are getting better. Where are they coming up with this, things are getting better? It's like we're in the Wizard of Oz. Things are not getting better. If anything, people are getting a little more freaked out about where we're headed. And are we headed into some kind of a recession? Let's hope not. David Axelrod is used to pro-Obama crowds. He is, speaking of the Wizard of Oz, he is the wizard behind getting Obama elected again. Guess what happened when he came out to deliver a message in Boston? A loud, crazy, rowdy crowd of supporters of Mitt Romney drowned him out. He did a morning news conference on the steps of the Massachusetts State House, and he tried to do what he could to level Romney's record as a governor of the state. That's why he was there. He was booed, he was heckled, he was chanted down. They did not let up, did not let up. And I think he thought he was going to be embraced, but he wasn't. Crazy thing is, that event was supposed to be a secret, but the campaign didn't even announce his appearance in Massachusetts until Thursday morning, but it leaked out on Twitter late on Wednesday, and that's when the group decided they would make a move. And sure enough, they made a move, and that press conference was completely tanked by the boos, the chants, and everything else. So one dude who is the king of electing the people that he's helping, and one rowdy crowd make for a really lousy day for David Axelrod. And there could be more of this along the way. And there really are no secrets in politics. I mean, there are for a while, but eventually things leak out just like that did, because it's easy enough for somebody to get an agenda and figure out where somebody else is appearing. And I think the Democrats are going to see that they're going to have a lot of problems with this. And is it an indication of anything? Somebody asked me that today. Do you think that this means, wow, does this mean people are really furious? I think people are really upset. When you can't make a living, when you're frustrated, when you have all this anger built up in you, you know, where are you going to put that? Who are you blaming? And you have to look around. You have to look at the economy. You have to look at the situation of your business or the people that you're working for. And you be the judge of what you're going to do, how you're going to vote, and how you're going to feel. I mean, how you're going to feel. I want to talk about the Spelling Bee champ for a second because I feel like we need to deliver the other part of that story. And Snigdha Nandipitati of San Diego won the National Spelling Bee. And you have to give this kid credit because there were 278 spellers from around the country that competed in this. And she won in the 13th round. She beat a 14-year-old from Orlando, Florida. And she's an 8th grade student in Mission Valley, at Mission Valley. And she last year competed and tied for 27th. So she certainly moved up. And probably, and she says, you know, what was it that was a difference? She said I love this part. She said she read random facts and whatnot in encyclopedias, especially those that related to science or history. And she is saying this is part of the reason why she did so well. And she said she knew all her words. She said she would study 10 to 12 hours on the weekend, 6 on the weekdays. So she was prepping for this spelling big time. That is a lot of devotion, 10 to 12 hours on the weekends, 6 hours on the weekdays. Man, that's a lot. It's a lot. But she was pretty confident, and she nailed it in the final rounds. And while a few others got pretty close to her, she knew the words. She had prepped for it for an entire year, and she wins. Imagine that pressure standing there, and they give you the word, and you're trying to spell the word. I don't know. Maybe that's one of those things where I think that I'm tired of honorable mention, but if you get an honorable mention in a spelling bee of that few amount, that you have to feel pretty pumped that you're able to do that. All right, let's move to a couple of other things quickly. I want to weave in some things here for We Can Count. Coming up in our next segment, we have our cheap movie review. South Beach Cannibal. Kind of crazy, huh? They're saying the South Beach Cannibal was put under a voodoo curse. Do you believe in voodoo? I mean, really, come on. That's what the girlfriend is saying of Rudy Eugene, saying the final days of Rudy, part of the problem was that he was drugged unknowingly or cursed. His girlfriend didn't use her name or show her face. But remember, this is the guy that killed the other homeless guy, and really ripped his face off pretty much. He has to have facial reconstruction, and so scared, and he was naked when he attacked the guy. So he's so scared, the cop and the cops, that when he turned around, he was leveled. They killed him. And can you imagine the guy on the ground who's probably in complete and utter shock, just complete and utter shock. You're certainly not expecting that that's going to happen to you when you're in the park, when you're under the bridge, when you're just trying to keep it together. And this was an older homeless gentleman that he went after, and the rest is history. But it created the most buzz, really, over the past week and a half. Everybody was talking about what happened in Miami and how he was driven to go and cannibalize some other guy. I mean, what pushes you to that point that's what you're doing? And the answer is he was over the top medicated on something without a doubt, but how much and a question of how he got it and whatnot, that's an unanswerable thing. And he naturally was killed in the end. So that makes it more difficult because there's no questioning there. There's no figuring out what was the cause, I guess, other than autopsies, which would be pretty big. So the autopsy might shed some light. Going to the movies this weekend, we have our cheap movie review coming up.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Our cheap little movie review, and we're hitting the summertime stride, which means some of the best movies will start to come out, especially in the next couple of weeks. If there's anything that's going to be decent, this is when you're going to see it. Some people really liked Men in Black last week, opening week, $55 million. The Avengers still going strong last week, $37 million. Battleship, doing all right, $10.8 million. It's only been out a couple of weeks. And then there's a few others that seem to have tripped the light fantastic with a few people, for lack of a better way to describe it. One movie that we talked about earlier in the week, the reason why is because we have our buddy, the great storyteller Stephen Showhead on the West Coast, and we were talking about the popularity of Snow White. What was the deal behind that? And here we go again with another version of Snow White. It's called Snow White and the Huntsman.
My queen, yet another kingdom falls to your glory. Is there no end to your power? are the first, but there is another destined to surpass you.
What does she want from me?
Consume her heart, and you shall rule forever.
Find me someone who doesn't fear the dark forest to hunt her down.
Hey!
If I refuse,
who are you? Why is the queen once you're dead?
You should know you're the one hunting me.
You have eyes, huntsman, but you do not see. She is destined to rend the darkness.
I can kill her.
We will give this wretched world the queen it deserves. Lips red as blood, hair black as night. Bring me your heart, my dear, dear Snow White. Let them come.
All right, so you get it. Charlize Theron is the lead role, the witch, in this one. She sounded pretty good there in the little clip that we played. This is the second time we've seen Snow White. Earlier in the year, Mirror, Mirror, Julia Roberts played the witch's role. If you have teenage daughters or preteens or grandkids, probably this is where they're, if they're going to go to the movies, this is probably what they'd want to see. Now, for the boys, Battlefield America, I mean, even some of the girls that might be interested in this, it's kind of a different twist. Take a listen to Battlefield America.
Attitudes like that, they will never be anything.
Help them win.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Yeah, he's right. Even we know we're never going to be good enough. We're losers.
Good point.
Especially with him teaching us. Let's just get out of here.
What?
Wasting his time on this dance nonsense. And you know what? Jeremiah disrespected me in the first place by dancing, okay? He's not getting his way this time. I'm sorry. You will not be seeing Jeremiah anymore.
Save it for Battlefield.
Yeah, you get it. The Bad Boys, a youth hip-hop dance crew is how it's described. They're trying to compete in the culture. So there's kind of an interesting throwdown here. Sean Lewis, the lead role in this movie, is P. PG-13. It's short, too. 1 hour, 46 minutes. Good for the old drop-off. We seg into the next one. For greater glory, this is the opposite. It's a longer movie, an adult movie. I would say it's rated R. Check out this little clip, and I'll explain.
Our nation is under siege. A plot to poison the minds and hearts of our people. This threat will not be tolerated.
Would they really kick out an old man like me?
The Federalists are coming!
They're coming!
There will be no stopping the uprisings now. Over 20,000 men, but no leader.
He's a great man, capable of doing great things.
You want me to make an army out of a group of ragtag peasants?
He must stand up and resist.
All you have is belief, but belief will not save them in battle. Do you have proper weapons? An ammunition supply? Do you have a central command?
Surely you have read about our victories
and your defeats.
General, that's why we want you.
In defiance of a regime, he joined a fight that was not his own.
You cannot fight for something you don't believe.
I believe in freedom.
Turned a rebellion into an army.
We will fight with honor and dignity.
And found inspiration.
Why are you here?
We want to be cristeros, mi general.
In the courage of a boy.
Jose, I've never had a son, but if I did, I would want him to be just like you.
Why should we trust you?
Because I know how to lead an army.
I'm responsible for my own men.
And you will take orders from me.
The war is coming to an end very soon.
You're here to concede?
If you lose this war,
we're not going to lose this war.
Today we're going to send a message. Freedom is our home, our wives, our children. And we will defend it like that tribe. Que viva Cristo Rey!
You're looking for me?
This will be one of the most important battles. I'm entrusting it to you.
Stand up for what you believe.
Pick up with me.
You must remember that men will fire bullets, but God decides where they land.
All right, check it out. Some big names in this one, without a doubt. What would you do for freedom? That's pretty much it. You go back to a big battle for freedom and 2 hours and 23 minutes worth of it. For Greater Glory is the name of this movie. Eva Longoria is in it. It's probably one of the biggest names going because she's just off of that Housewife series. And it's a war, drama, foreign flick kind of thing. And it's a general and retired military man who's willing to lay it all on the line. Sounds pretty interesting, eh? Enjoy if you go out to see the movies.